Lesson 4.3, page 38, exercises 1B and 1C.
So, Shelby, Raphael, you're interested in job sharing?
I'm not sure it's for me, but I'm interested in finding out more about it.
Yeah, as we get closer to graduation, it's starting to interest me. Could you tell us more about it?
Of course. It's an interesting idea worth considering. It's when two people share the same job and they each work fewer hours. The main benefit is that the employees have more time for themselves. For example, it's perfect for people who have young children or for someone who is starting a business at home.
Or for someone in a band, like me. It would be great to only work in the afternoons, especially on the days after late-night performances. And for someone just starting a job, another plus is that you could really learn a lot from your job-sharing partner.
But the downside is that you may never see the person you're job-sharing with. That could be frustrating.
Well, one tricky issue is deciding exactly how to divide up the job, who takes on what aspects of the job. But all of that can usually be worked out, especially if you have a good boss or manager who oversees the work.
Yeah, and it gives you the advantage of doing the parts of a job you're best at. That seems like a good thing.
I'd be concerned that I'd get stuck with all of the awful work, especially as a new employee.
That would be something to be careful about.
The upside is that with more time off during the week, people aren't so stressed at work. At least, that's what I read in an article.
Yeah, but one potential problem is money. Sharing work means sharing pay.
That's a good point, Shelby. Job sharing definitely isn't for everyone. But for someone like Raphael, who has other interests and commitments outside of a day job, it could be a nice option. And you never know, it might be something you'll want to do in the future.